Abdallah, young Bedouin chief and lieutenant of the sinister Rockzor, comes to Chandler at Najee's palace and begs to be allowed to join Chandler's men. To prove his good faith, he tells Chandler of his capture of Robert Regent years ago. At the test, Chandler gives him a mission. But just as he departs, the psychic summons is heard. Chandu, the magician. Wait, Abdallah.
You want Abdallah, Uncle Frank? I'll get him for you.
I must get the crystal ball.
Mine is there on the table, Chandu. May I look, Frank?
Of course. See, the picture is forming already.
Oh, it's the Ryogi. But that's not the houseboat. Look, Najee, it's a lovely garden. Yes, how beautiful. Listen.
Chandu, my son, go with him thou hast sent into the streets. Much will be revealed to thee.
Oh, no, Frank.
Guard thy secrets with thy life. Await the call. Fear not. Farewell, my son.
Why, the crystal's dark. What did he mean by all that?
I understood only one thing, and that is I'm to follow Abdallah.
Did not Bob say you would bring him back? There's Bob now. Did you catch him, son?
No, Mother. I couldn't see him anywhere.
How did you know I wanted Abdallah, Bob? We thought you and Betty were upstairs.
We were, but we heard Abdallah singing, and we came down on the landing to hear him, and then I thought I heard that thing ringing, and then you called Abdallah. So I chased out to bring him back.
Oh. Did you or Betty hear any of our conversation with Abdallah?
Not a word. What did he want anyway? He certainly had his nerve crashing in here like that, didn't he?
Never mind now, Bobby. Frank, are you really going out to try to find Abdallah? Why, you don't know what might happen.
Out to find him? What do you want him for?
I don't know just what I do want him for, Bob. But I'm going to find him just the same. I know better than to disregard any advice from the Ryogi.
Was that what that summons thing told you, Uncle Frank? Gee, I wish I'd been here. Who was it? Was it the picture?
Your mother'll tell you all about it, Bob. I must go. I don't know just when I'll be back, Doc. Try not to worry about me. I'll be all right, you know.
Well, I'll try, Frank. And I will see if I can keep them amused while you are gone, Chandu.
Thank you, Najee. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Frank. What
happened, Bob? What's the matter? Where's Uncle Frank?
Going out to find Abdallah. Is that a laugh or isn't it?
Find Abdallah? Well, what for?
Oh, he got one of those messages from the Ryogi telling him to.
But Abdallah works for Roxa. He'll kill Uncle Frank or something. Oh, Mother, why did you let him go?
Oh, I couldn't stop him, dear. There are some things you do not know about Betty Lou. Abdallah does not serve Roxor now.
Did he say that? And did Uncle Frank believe it? Why, I wouldn't believe a word he said if...
Listen, dear, we hardly know what to think. But Abdallah told us one thing that should make us forgive him much.
Why, what did he tell you?
Oh, he told us your father wasn't drowned in the light of Asia's thanks. Oh, Najee, did you believe him?
Yes, I did. Because it accounts for many things already known to me.
But, Mother, if he wasn't drowned, where in the world is he? And why hasn't he written to you all these years?
Oh, that's what Abdallah doesn't know, or says he doesn't.
But how did Abdallah know about Father? Why didn't he tell us before?
He knew it. Because he was the one who rescued your father from drowning when the ship sank. And he didn't tell us before because he was working for Roxor. Or so he says.
You mean he really isn't working for Roxor now? Why is that?
Because there is...
Oh, we aren't exactly sure, Betty.
Oh, no, that is right. You see, your uncle sent Abdallah on an errand to see if he could be trusted. If he can be, he may join those who help Chandu.
Listen, Mother. Just what did that Ryogi say in the crystal ball just now?
Why, let's see. Something like, my son, follow him thou hast sent into the street. Much may be revealed to thee.
But that might mean anything.
Well, how could it, Bob?
Well, it might mean that Abdallah was all right and Uncle Frank could trust him. But it might mean that if Uncle Frank followed Abdallah, he'd find out for himself that Abdallah was double-crossing him.
I think Bob's right. Oh, I wish Uncle Frank hadn't gone one step, Ryogi or no Ryogi. No one knows where he went, either. He could be killed and we'd never know
it. Oh, Betty, don't. Uncle Frank has to do as he thinks best, you know.
And do not forget this. This is not the first time he has had to make decisions that might cost him his life.
Why, Najee, how can you be so calm about it? You sound as if it wasn't anything.
Because I know your uncle. For years he has been prepared to give his life if necessary. And so have all of us. We have worked together.
I wish I knew what all this was about. Oh, I'm not asking questions, Najee. I'm only wondering.
I know you cannot help to be curious, Bob. Someday I hope your uncle can tell you everything.
Won't it be fun? That time ever does come. To sit down and piece it all together. Imagine what a story it would make.
What a story indeed.
Well, Mother, if Abdallah did save Father's life, he must know where he went, doesn't he?
He knows where he took him, that's all.
Where?
He says your father was very ill. I don't know whether he means he was injured or what exactly, but Abdallah took him with him to Algiers where he met Roxor. And that's the last time he ever saw him.
Then maybe Roxor has him shut up somewhere.
That might be. But why would he keep him a prisoner for 13 years? Purpose would he have?
My dear, no one could possibly guess what purpose Roxor would have. And forgive me, but that purpose may have been served years ago.
Oh, you mean he may have killed him?
I think you should face the possibility. I'm sorry to be cruel.
Oh, you're not cruel. You're right. I mustn't hope too much.
Of course you must. I mean, we must all hope just as hard as we can. Don't you agree with me, Najee?
Of course you must, dear. And now, why do we not agree to wait until Chandu returns before we make any more plans?
Do you call him Chandu all the time, Najee?
Yes. He is known as Chandu to all the East. Why?
Oh, nothing. What were you going to suggest that we do while we wait for Uncle Frank to come back? Don't say, let's play bridge.
Oh, no, indeed. But have you forgotten our musicians? Waiting out there in the hall all this time? Let us have them in again, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, let's do.
Abu, will you bring in your men again? Betty Lou, will you not sing for us? I have never heard you.
Oh, who told you I could sing?
Your Uncle Frank.
Oh, he likes to hear me sing Pale Hands because it reminds him of India, where he was so long. He showed us a picture of the Vale of Kashmir once in the crystal ball. It was marvelous.
And suppose you sing Pale Hands for me.
Well?
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Not bad. Not half bad.
Oh, Bobby, we really should punish you by making you sing.
What a chance. But I tell you what I will do. I'll do a magic trick.
Chandu the Second. Ha ha.
All right, Smarty. Want to see me?
Go right ahead. I'd love it.
Here you are, then. See this string? Tie one end of it around each of my wrists.
You mean so your wrists are tied tight together?
No, so they're about a foot apart. Now, what is it Uncle Frank says? Oh, yeah. Watch me closely. I hold out my hands straight in front of me. Abracadabra, what do you see?
Why, Bob Regan, there's a ring on the string. And your hands are...
Barbuit.
Uncle Frank showed me. I've been saving it up to spring on you.
Well, you mean thing. You never told me. You have to show me one, too, so
Oh, why... Who's that enormous man by the window?
How did you get in here?
I came to see Chandu.
You must have come through a window, then. I am sure the servants did not admit you. Chandu is not here.
Then I will wait.
Indeed, you shall not.
I'll toss him out for you, Naji.
Bob!
Stay where you are, young Effendi. This little gun might hurt you. Listen to me, every one of you. You are my prisoner. We await the arrival of the great Chandu. When he comes, if any of you call out or try to warn him, I will shoot him before your eyes. Perhaps I shoot him anyway.
Oh, you...
Why, you great big...
Listen, I hear a voice that... Is it Frank? Is it Najee?